AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. South Carolina police officer Michael Slager, accused of murder in the killing of a black man, has hired a prominent new defense attorney. Meanwhile, the man who took the video of Patrolman Slager firing 8 shots at Walter Scott's back is scared.
He's afraid. The first thing he said to me this morning was, "How can I get protection?"
That's Faden Santana's attorney, Todd Rutherford, on the Today Show. Santana, the man who shot the video, says he didn't realize immediately that Walter Scott had been shot several times and was mortally wounded.
I thought, you know, that he was going to die or that he was dead, you know. Never, maybe thought that maybe one bullet would catch him, you know, and just fell to the ground. Never thought that, you know, how many bullets he was cash by.
Police in North Charleston say every officer on patrol will now wear a body camera, though it's unclear how quickly they can be deployed, they say. Today, police may also release dash cam video of the moments leading up to the shooting. We've learned that the VA isn't getting very far as it tries to improve wait times for veterans who need medical care. Our Sandy Kozel begins her report with a wounded combat veteran who's angry.
I'm combat wounded, and to be treated like I'm nothing is unconscionable.
Rosie Noel, a retired Marine gunnery sergeant, says it took 10 months to schedule a follow-up exam and biopsy after an abnormal cervical cancer screening test. Nearly 894,000 appointments completed at VA medical facilities from August to February failed to meet the health system's timeliness goal. Elizabeth Goolsby heads the VA Medical Center in Fayetteville, North Carolina.
About every 10 to 12 weeks, we need to add a new primary care team at one of our sites.
Hers is one of the most backed up facilities in the country. I'm Sandy Kozel.
Reports of tornadoes today in Kansas, Missouri, and Oklahoma, but no reports of serious damage. This is AP Radio News. Iran's president has a warning about that tentative nuclear deal with the U.S. and 5 other world powers. Our Lee Keith reports from overseas. This has to do with when and how economic sanctions against Tehran would be lifted.
The Iranian President Hassan Rouhani said that as Iran and the West negotiate a final deal, Iran will not sign any agreement unless all economic sanctions are totally lifted on the first day of the deal. In other words, an immediate end to sanctions.
The framework deal does not include lifting the sanctions immediately. Instead, it would suspend them only when monitors verify that Tehran is abiding by the limitations in the agreement. Separately, Iran's top leader, the Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, is saying this morning he's not for or against the deal. Observers say this could be a bargaining effort. A Wisconsin man's going to court today accused of trying to fly overseas and join the Islamic State group. Joshua Van Haften was arrested last night at Chicago's airport. Rita Foley, AP Radio News.